Now it's Food Friday. If you've ever thought about making your own Indian-style food at home but thought it might be too complicated, our guest has good news. You can create great flavors starting with a collection of 6 spices. She says with these 6 base spices, you can make Indian dishes that are healthy and can be made without a lot of difficulty. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite Indian food? Is there a specific Indian dish you've been wanting to try making yourself? If you cook Indian food at home, what's your go-to spice? If you grew up eating Indian food, if it's part of your own family's traditions, love to hear from you and maybe your own cooking advice. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ruta Kahate is a chef, restaurateur, and author of 3 cookbooks, including 6 Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian Recipes That Are Simple, Fresh, and Big on Taste. Her newest restaurant, Ruta's, will open in Walker's Point in Milwaukee this May. Ruta, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into the 6 spices themselves, and when I think of Indian food, I think India is a really big place, and there's a lot of different food traditions. You have a really unique story. You experienced a lot of those different traditions moving around India in your childhood. Can you talk about that and how it figures into your cooking?
Absolutely. Yeah, my dad, he was in the Ministry of Finance, so he got transferred a great deal. And we literally went to 4 corners of India, wherever there was a currency note press or a mint, we would be posted there. And my family was very into food, and we would embrace whichever community or culture we were placed in. And so I grew up with lots and lots of flavors and different cooking techniques, different ingredients. Very, very lucky to have a childhood like that.
And part of your mission with this new cookbook and your previous one, 5 Spices, 50 Dishes, is, you know, if anybody's out there thinking, I can't cook Indian food, you say, yeah, you can. Could you give us a pep talk?
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Yeah, so Indian food, you know, as you mentioned, it is a very, very ancient, very vast, influences and differences from different parts of the country itself, which is geographically different. So, yeah, where do you begin? and having, you know, restaurants in the West kind of, you know, I mean, they have restaurant-style food. So you get this impression that all Indian food is that, you know, either heavily sauced or very complex, all of which Indian food can be. But what is the food that is easily accessible to people? And this is the kind of food I cook when I'm at home. I use minimal spices and still get the same flavors and nutrition just using, you know, 5 or 6 spices. So my entire goal with all my books has been to demystify Indian food, what I like to call simple but not simplistic. So it's not dumbed down, it's just simplified. So you're able to cook. Some of my recipes here have maybe just 1 spice or no spice at all, and it is possible to be very, very unmistakably Indian, even with that, in that recipe.
All right.
So, you guys can do it.
Let's meet some of the spices. Now, I'm going to say the list, and then we'll pick a couple here. Oh, you've got cayenne, coriander, cumin seed, mustard seed, turmeric, and the new addition is asafoetida. Now, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to pick my favorite spice to cook with and to eat is cumin seed. Just used it last night, actually. Talk about cumin seed and the flavors it adds and the different ways we can use it.
Okay. So cumin belongs to the parsley family, and it has a sort of a peppery taste that, as you say, it's, you know, a little bit more widely known. There are many ways to use it. You can use it just raw, like, you know, and if you're going to use it just like as a whole seed raw, I recommend kind of crushing it in the palms of, you know, both your hands to release the oils and the flavors. Before you add it to whatever it is you're adding it to, you could use it toasted, either dry toasted or toasted in oil. to where you where they release their qualities into the oil, or you can use a ground. So there are many ways to use this, and several of the recipes kind of demonstrate these different ways. And the other thing is Indian food is based on Ayurveda, which is an ancient form of living, really. That's what it kind of means, the science of life, but which is very much involves food. And spices are used there to help nutritionally. And cumin is a great digestive. So it's added to foods to make them easier to digest. But we also use cumin just to, you know, help with digestion. I mean, Indians are known to walk around with whole spices in their mouth. And I have taught my children to chew like a teaspoon of cumin after a particularly heavy meal to help with digestion. You can even make a tea with cumin. Just boil some water, add some cumin seeds, let it steep, and then you just sip that all through the day, and that just will help, you know, aid things along.
We're talking to Ruta Kahate, chef here in Wisconsin. Her new cookbook is called Six Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian Recipes that are simple, fresh, and big on taste. You can join the Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite Indian dish you've made yourself, grew up eating, encountered in a restaurant, or maybe a friend of the family? Do you have questions about using the spices we're talking about? A favorite of those spices on that list: cayenne, coriander, cumin seed, mustard seed, turmeric, asafoetida. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ruta, I want to key in on the spice you added from your previous cookbook. Now, there's five of those spices, I think, are household words here in the United States. You've added now asafoetida to the repertoire in the new cookbook. Can you tell us about that spice?
Sure. So Five Spices was written almost, I'm thinking, 16 years ago. it was pretty popular. It just went out of print after, I think, four runs. Just recently went out of print about a year ago. And so I waited for those many years to add this Six Spice, only because it really wasn't known. And even now, I mean, it's still a little bit unknown, and that's kind of what I'm hoping this book will do, is bring it to the light a little bit more. But I did check before I wrote the book, I did check that it is available. It's available on Amazon, at, certain health food stores. So asafoetida is a resin of a ferula herb. It goes, it's taproot, and it grows in the northern regions of India and Afghanistan and that area. And it's a wonder spice. So it is available in rock form in India, and there are different, actually, shades of color and, you know, type. But the one that you get widely in the West is in a powdered form. And it's also, by its name, you can tell it's fetid, you know, so it doesn't smell too good. It's also been called devil's dung. So
yum.
It's a very strong smelling odoriferous spice, but it's a magic one. And what it does, and I don't know how to politely say this, but it basically removes gaps from the ingredients, but from your body as well. It makes things super easy to digest. So Indians will use it without fail in any bean preparation, or if you're using it in cruciferous vegetables, specifically for that reason. But the other great thing about it is that it tastes and smells, once it's added to hot oil, it will taste and smell like garlic and onions. That's the flavor profile. So, and then there are communities in India that don't eat aliens, or they don't eat these stronger ingredients like ginger, garlic, onion. Asafoetida helps with those reasons as well, you know. So it is quite the spice. And if you know how to use it, and which is where the book comes in, I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised.
It's Food Friday. We're talking with Wisconsin chef Ruta Kahate about her cookbook. It's called Six Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian Recipes That Are Simple, Fresh, and Big on Taste. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you'd like to join in, do you have a favorite Indian food you've tried, maybe had at a restaurant? You want to try to recreate it at home? Do you cook Indian food all the time? Do you have a question for our guest about how to use these spices most effectively? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got a few recipes that Ruta shared with us. They're up at WPR.org/Food Friday coming out. We'll check out one or two of them. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with chef and restaurateur Ruta Kahate about her latest cookbook. It's called Six Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian Recipes That Are Simple, Fresh, and Big on Taste. You can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. If you have favorite Indian dishes to eat and or to cook, if you have questions for Ruta about how to make things, how to use particular spices, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ruta, you shared some recipes with us. We've got them up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's check this out. Yogurt soup with dill. Tell us a little bit about this recipe. Ruta, are you there? Hearing a phone signal, not our guest right now. We'll try to get her back on the connection here in our Food Friday conversation. Meanwhile, I'll highlight those recipes. That soup I just mentioned is at WPR.org/Food Friday, along with jicama and mango salad and spicy red pickled chicken. Find all those recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Then try to make them at home and let us know how they are, how it goes. And you can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. While we try to reconnect with our guest, a big thank you to everyone who gave during our winter member drive this year. So great to hear from so many of you. As we said during the drive, you really do make a difference with your gift, and we really appreciate everyone who joined in, maybe for the first time, maybe for the third time, and of course to all the sustainers out there. If you're wondering what I'm talking about and you missed out, well, you could still give if you want to over at WPR.org. Again, that's WPR.org, and look for a how to donate there. I think we have Ruta back. Ruta, hi.
Hi. Great. Okay. Sorry about that. That's okay. What happened there?
Okay. So that's fine. We've got this yogurt soup with dill recipe. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So yogurt, you know, soup. How do you make yogurt into a soup without curdling it? but Indian recipes abound with just that. So the trick is to kind of have something to emulsify it, whisk it without actually getting it to curdle. So we use chickpea flour and it's like cornstarch, but without, you know, I don't know. I mean, I find it much more nutritious to use chickpea flour. And the idea is to have yogurt. Basically, Indians base a lot of their cuisine on dairy. And yogurt is eaten at almost every meal. And in the winter months, you make it into a hot soup. So here, what we do is we pretty much emulsify the yogurt with lemon juice, the chickpea flour, water, so you thin that out, a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar, and the two spices, which are turmeric and cayenne, to give it some flavor and also the nutritional aspects of turmeric. And then you're going to give it a little bit of a hot oil dressing with two more spices. So you can heat a little bit of ghee, or which is clarified butter, or a little oil of your choice. And then when it's warm enough, you're going to add whole mustard seeds and whole cumin seeds. So this part is a little tricky, where you don't want your spices to burn, but you don't want them not to bloom, which means that they pop open and release their flavor. So the book kind of helps you through that, you know, hold your hand through it, where you heat it up just right, throw in your spices, let them sputter, and then very quickly you're going to add it to the simmering soup, which really, you know, aside from giving you all the flavor profiles, but it's also imparting the nutritional aspects of the spices I talked about earlier, and warming up your soup really well. We do finish this off with dill, which a lot of people, you know, some folks don't like dill. My kids cannot stand it. They don't want dill in their soup. So, you know, you totally can keep it out.
Can I do cilantro instead of dill if I wanted to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any herb, actually. Parsley will do. There is no reason not to use. And this is the other reason this book, one of the reasons this book is so precious to me, because I'm trying to get people to cook Indian food, not just as a special meal, but with, you know, try to incorporate it into their regular repertoire. So yeah, throw in parsley instead.
We are having a Food Friday conversation with Ruta Kahate. Her new cookbook is 6 Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian Recipes That Are Simple, Fresh, and Big on Taste. Let's bring on a caller. Judith is with us in Milwaukee. Judith, hi.
Hi. I'm laughing as I'm dialing you in. I'm making split pea gal right at the moment, and using, I think, 4 of the 6 spices that your guest has been talking about. So I have turmeric and cumin and coriander. I put in some ginger, and then I added a spoonful of curry powder from Penzies, which is really delicious curry powder, and it could have just put in 2 spoons of that and left everything else out, but I like having my own mix in there.
Judith, thanks a lot. We'll be by for dinner in a little while.
Thanks
a lot for sharing that. Aruda, thoughts on making a dal? She's using a split pea dal. A lot of times people use split peas or lentils of all shapes and sizes and colors, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So dal, again, one of those, you know, basic necessities, you know, on an Indian table. I have a split pea recipe in this book as well, where I try to sneak in vegetables in any which way. And, you know, so mine has, I think, zucchini and green beans added to it. Yeah, dals are, again, dal is a very generic term. It could mean the whole bean. It could mean a split legume. It could mean the cooked product. But, you know, without dal, I think life is just, you know, sort of it's an unfinished thing. So, yeah, you can use any number of beans and make a very delicious dal. A lot of the recipes in this book, you could substitute dals as well. You don't quite have to stick to, if you're an expert and you have a bunch of dals in your pantry anyway, just mix and match.
Thanks a lot for that call. Enjoy the meal. Ruta, I wanted to bring up one of your points, one of your suggestions at the beginning of the book is to have a coffee grinder, electric coffee grinder that uses your spice grinder. So the chef late Floyd Cardoz was on the show about 7 years ago, and he he had a book out then, and he persuaded me to do that, and it is so amazing. I'm addicted to like grinding up cumin and other spices in it. Can you talk about the benefits of taking those whole seed spices and grinding them up as opposed to using, you know, buying them in, say, powdered cumin form?
Absolutely. So, yes, you must. And I would suggest having 2. Don't use your, you know, regular coffee grinder unless you want cumin-flavored coffee in the morning.
My wife wants me really to be really clear, like, that one over there is for coffee. The one in the drawer is for spice. Don't mix them up.
Right. Don't mix it. But if you do mix them up, here's a quick little trick I use. Just raw rice. Grind raw rice in the spice grinder, and it should clean it up and take that, you know, any leftover odors away. But yes, please buy your spices whole as far as possible. The only ones I will allow you to buy ground would be cayenne, because no one's going to like you grinding up your own red peppers, or turmeric, which is hard to come by whole. So turmeric is a root. It's part of the ginger family. And usually they're, you know, very rarely available whole in root form, and they're very hard. So they might even test your spice grinder a little bit. So those are okay to buy ground. But cumin, coriander, any of the other ones you use in your pantry, clove, cinnamon, try and get them whole. And if it seems like they're hard to grind fine, a good trick is to just toast them very lightly, or put them in an oven for on a very low, like 150 degrees or something, just to kind of warm them up, so they lose any moisture that they've gained by just sitting in a cupboard. And grind them fine. And by doing that, not only are you getting the entire potency of their flavor and aroma, but also their nutritional, you know, they're all little nutritional bombs, you know. So you don't want to, having them sit out, they just turn into sawdust, really, if you've ground them and kept them for a while.
Ruta, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Ruta Kahate, a chef, restaurateur, author of 3 cookbooks. Her latest is 6 Spices, 60 Dishes, Indian recipes that are simple, fresh, and big on taste. Her latest restaurant, Ruta's, will open in Walker's Point, Milwaukee. That's scheduled for this May. Find a few recipes from Ruta over at WPR.org/Food Friday. What, we got some spicy red pickled chicken, jicama and mango salad, and then that yogurt soup with dill we talked about. Or sub in other herbs if dill doesn't sound so good to you.